The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this episode are that of the guest and host and do not necessarily reflect the values of sponsors or other associated organizations. Welcome to the Parental Compass, presented by Family Education and Support Services. I'm your host, Bobby Williams. I want to start by giving a big shout out to KMRE Community Radio in Bellingham, Washington. Some stations, they're content with the same old, play the playlist, do the thing. Not KMRE. They air the Parental Compass every Monday at 10 a.m., and they're doing great work, true community radio. Also, we have to give a big shout out to Mix 96.1, who airs a 1 minute clip from our show every week on rotation. On rotation, it's serious. Look us up, The Parental Compass, on Apple Music and Spotify, and hit subscribe so you can hear us every week. It's a different world. It's a different world we're living in. Good jobs are harder to find, and it's hard for youth to get work experience. It's tough for young people to even want to get the work experience in the first place. Well, here to discuss it with me is Luke Burns. Luke is a recreation specialist with the City of Olympia Parks, Arts, and Recreation, and he has employed literally thousands of young people over the years. He has a lot to say about it. Before we get into it, I want to give a big shout out to Molina Healthcare. This project is sponsored by the Molina Cares program. They are building stronger communities one life at a time. Gotta get behind that. We're proud to have you on the team, Molina. All right, let's get into it. Luke Burns, work experience. Let's go.
Is your work environment friendly? Is it youth friendly? You know, could you bring your child to work? I ask people that a lot. Like, you know, could you bring your child to work? And why or why not? Is it because it's construction and there's heavy machinery and someone could easily get hurt? Or is it an office setting and you just haven't really thought about bringing youth to the workplace? Some of those barriers that are in the way of making a space, a safe space for youth, those are barriers that, you know, we should be removing all the time anyways, not just for youth, but for ourselves as well.
A topic that comes up several times in this show is that you can say whatever you want to your children, but they see through your example, and that ties in exactly with what you're saying here.
Yeah, I think so. I just think of my own kids, how just they have different interests and different strengths, and they, you know, they'll seek out a lot of times, you know, what they're interested in.
Yeah, well, and that's really important for work. I feel lucky in that my job here doing this and my other work with the Bridge Music Project, it ties really deeply into my passions. But that seems like it would be more difficult for a young person just entering the workforce. Do you have any idea about how can we get young people connected with jobs they're passionate about?
I think a lot of times parents are wondering, how can my child enter the workforce? How can they do it safely? What can I look out for? You know, what's kind of a good litmus test for, you know, for my child? And essentially a lot of those things are, what are they passionate about? Or what are their strengths? What are, you know, what are they interested in? And a lot of times there's volunteering experiences or opportunities in your own backyard that folks aren't necessarily aware of.
How can you start to find those volunteer opportunities?
Essentially, it all starts with those good relationships, right? Your kid's school, their sport organizations. So a lot of times it's looking for your passionate organizations in your own community, looking for organizations that, you know, are transparent about getting volunteers. You know, you can find this information on a lot of organizations' websites. You know, what does being a volunteer for this organization look like? How do they treat their volunteers?
You're talking a lot about safe spaces or safe work environments. What does that mean, or what does that look like?
What I start with a safe environment is, you know, one test is 50% of the people there, are they youth and women? If you find a space that's 50% women and children, it's generally safer than most, right? And so, you know, you're looking for a diversity of demographics. You're looking for a diversity of age ranges, of gender, of races. So really some of those things that you can look for is safety, you know, talking to employees somewhere. When we're training our kids to go into interviews, you know, we're always thinking about what are their answers going to be? You know, what's your answer going to be if they ask you this? What's your answer going to be if they ask you that? We should really be helping our kids too. Is like, are they ready to ask those questions of the hiring panel? How do they enjoy their job? You know, what's your favorite part about your job? You know, do you look forward to coming to work? Do you feel safe at work? Do you feel valued at work? You know, if those employers are kind of looking at the ground and not meeting you eye to eye, not smiling, not feeling happy and joyous about that question, that can tell you a lot about what you're going to step into. And I think helping our kids with that is important.
The idea of job interviews too, that's just the most intimidating thing in the world, or it definitely can be if you're going in with people who don't know you. Any ideas for how you can prepare young people for job interviews, or what are they looking for? What are you looking for?
Well, you know, a lot of organizations are doing a lot to change those environments to make job interviews a safe space, right? Mm-hmm. Some of that can be making sure you have a person of color on the interview panel, having a multiple, just people from varying different lived experiences on that interview panel. So when you do get your applicants coming in, they see somebody that looks like them, or they identify with somebody that has similar lived experiences. So I think that's first and foremost important is seeing what those interview spaces look like, you know, and as a parent, you're not going to be able to be in that space with them. But you can sure ask them about it, you know, and I think as kids in those spaces, you know, 16-year-olds, they are their own worst critic, you know, just like we as adults are our own worst critic. And so they're going to be, you know, wondering if they said the wrong thing, all those things, and really helping them to understand that it's so equally important to focus on what the organization has to offer you too. Not just a paycheck, but a healthy work environment, an opportunity for you to serve, you know, serve your customers or serve the public, whatever it is. So I think a lot of that is just looking for people that aren't urgent, aren't trying to rush you through, are calm, you know, are giving you time to speak. You know, those are some really important things to look for.
Yeah, it's kind of like you got to shift out of the idea of this is 100% them, and it's more of a 50-50 type mm-hmm. of thing. And that takes some of the pressure off. Any situation in life when it feels like the dynamic is wrong, that's bad. I hear you talking a lot about finding your strengths. And if you haven't worked a lot of jobs, how can you figure out what a young person's strengths are?
Yeah, at my work, we did an exercise. It's been almost 5 years ago now, but it's really stayed with me, is the Strength Finders, you know, activity and quiz by Tom Rath. And so that's a number of questions that walks you through, you know, all these different scenarios. And then in the end, it kind of gives you your top five strengths and breaks them down into different leadership strengths. So those top categories can be, you know, executing, influence, relationship building, strategic thinking. So what's great about finding your strengths is it essentially shows you, you know, can help you learn what you're good at. And then in turn, understand that those things that you're not good at, you can get a little bit better at those with work. But it's not worth beating your head against the wall to try and be somebody you're not, right? And so we've all felt this throughout our jobs. A lot of us always say, oh man, I had the worst job in high school. I had the worst job in college. Well, hopefully those jobs taught you, you know, what you're not good at, right? Those are really valuable lessons. And we want our children to have those lessons too. We're almost like excited for them to have those lessons and excited for them to fail so they can kind of understand that not everything is so simple and not everything's so easy. But at the same time, we want them to understand what their strengths are so they can, you know, they can search and look for those, you know, jobs that fit for them. And I think a lot of that just comes down to like talking about what have they enjoyed about their day? You know, we ask our high school students all the time, you know, what do you enjoy as what part of school do you enjoy? You know, can a lot of those things you can find similarities with your work environment too.
Yeah. That test you were talking about, is it something people can Google? Tell us that test mm-hmm. again.
Yeah. Yeah, Strength Finders by Tom Rath, RATH. You know, I believe you can take the test for free, but then I think to actually buy the book, it's not that much. But yeah, it's worth it, you know.
A good work environment, especially when you're young, can be really hard to find. And there's always the temptation of like, well, I could just quit. But then it's like, well, what if I don't find anything better? And then I quit and I'm stuck. And when is the right time to quit or to let your child quit?
You know, my kids, like I said earlier, are 2 and 4 years old. So I don't know what it's like to parent a teenager. Mm-hmm. I can only think about the teenagers that I work with or the parents of teenagers that I work with. And, you know, and then also thinking about what it was like for us when we were that age, you know, how with it did we have it, you know, and were we able to look at the bigger picture? Did we feel safe at work? You know, I think that while I was talking to you the other day about my wife and I, when we got out of college, she was very confident that she would get a job right away where I wasn't confident at all. And she did, you know, she got a good job kind of right out of the gate. And she quickly found that there was all sorts of workplace dynamics that she wasn't enjoying. You know, the clock would strike 5 and people were staying at their desk and, you know, not going home and kind of, you know, putting in extra hours that they weren't being paid for. And she would come home and she'd say, I really don't enjoy this job. I want to quit. And I, you know, I was not very supportive of that. I didn't know, you know, at that age, I was like, oh, this is something you can't do. You got to stick it out. And I think we have to trust, you know, we have to trust that people know where they feel comfortable. And you have to, you know, we want a certain thing for our children, but our children also, you know, are becoming adults and they're becoming, you know, independent thinkers. And we have to trust that they know what, you know, at least what makes them comfortable. And, but yeah, it's a real tricky thing because we also know that we sometimes grow our best when we're uncomfortable, right? When we're put in situations that are new, where we're learning. So I think that, you know, grit, sticking it out, having, being resilient, that's important, but it's also really important to know when something's not a good fit for you and being ready to say goodbye to something and pivot and try something new. You know, mm-hmm. We can find so many examples where something wasn't working for, somebody, you know, say some, you know, Bruce Springsteen or something, his first job and, you know, quits and then, you know, becomes this great songwriter. So, whatever it is, I think, you know, being open and ready to hear your kid out.
You never know where things are going to lead to. It's like, well, if this would have happened this way, this would have been different and mm-hmm. things will work out. And I appreciate the idea of let them have their independence and they'll figure it out. People are mm-hmm. resilient in general. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think about the time right when you're getting out of high school or right when you're getting out of college. It's like there's this 10-year gap where it's just really hard to get ahead. I think that just speaks to society. Some people can get really great jobs out of high school or college, but a lot of people don't. And what would you advise people to do as they're navigating through that time? Because it's just a tough world.
It is tough. You know, if you can, I think volunteering, it's a good thing to do. I think volunteering, you can, you know, kind of dip your toes into that, you know, organization, see if it's right for you. You can test out multiple different job careers, and then you can walk away, right? And I think, you know, volunteering also comes with privilege. Do you have a roof over your head where you can afford to volunteer?
Yeah.
But I think as parents, you know, we should be volunteering too. We should be volunteering with our kids, you know, and, you know, it's almost like charity where you should kind of be looking at your finances and do you have some funding, you know, every year, or every month that you could afford to donate. I think the same thing is your time. If you look at your calendar for a month, is there an hour or two here or there that once a month you could go and volunteer? Those, you know, putting yourself into environments that you never really would have thought were for you, giving yourself a chance to try something new, I think is really, really important. And then, yeah, we've talked about, you know, people are just going to be retiring later and later. People are living longer. So if an organization is going to pay someone benefits for 30 years, they might not be hiring that person until they're into their 30s, right? And so what happens to all those 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds that are done with college, have a degree? You know, they could be looking at an entire decade of getting work experience that isn't really paying them a livable wage. And so as parents, I think we kind of need to be prepared for that. What does that look like? Having a kid living with you in an intergenerational house doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. But I think also understanding that this is a great time for young adults to essentially be trying, you know, trying on different hats and seeing and kind of seeing what sticks. But it can be really difficult as supervising a lot of these kids. I see what they put on their shoulders and that can be really heavy. You know, they can be carrying a lot. And sometimes as parents will say, oh, I remember when I was that age and, oh, I wish I was 20-year-old again. And sometimes that stuff doesn't help. You know, it's understanding that there's so many different levels of hardship. And, you know, for me, being 25 years old is not a lot of fun.
No, you know? I'm very happy to be in my 30s now. It's kind of a relief in a way. Yeah. Well, Luke, thank you so much for taking the time to be here and for sharing your experience. Do you have any closing words or anything you'd like to say to the audience?
You know, anytime getting an opportunity to work with youth is really a privilege and a blessing. Youth will show you what's important in life, and they have a tendency to stay present and be excited about the environment that they're in. And that is really refreshing. For us adults, where we spend a lot of time planning and looking far down the road or you know, kind of looking too far into the past, you know, children really help us stay present and just enjoy the space that we're in. And that can be so refreshing. And so I'm really happy to say that I'm fortunate enough. I love my job and I love working with young people. And I just, you know, I would encourage it for anyone who's you know, looking for a career change.
Mm. Yeah, we could learn something from young people to be in the moment. Well, thanks so much again, Luke.
Awesome. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you so much, Luke. Listen to what he has to say. Get your kids volunteering. Get them doing something. Something. On behalf of Family Education and Support Services, Molina Healthcare, and myself, Bobby Williams, this has been the Parental Compass. We'll see you next week. Peace!